Hello and welcome to another episode on NESG Radio. The conversation today will look at technology as an enabler for MSME development in Nigeria. We are hosting this conversation in honor of our entrepreneurs in Nigeria as we celebrate World MSME Day. My name is Abaka Nwokolo. I am the co-facilitator for the MSME Community of Practice at the NESG, and I also wear the hat of director at the FAID Institute, which is the research and policy division of FAID Foundation based in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, when I think of Nigeria's nano, micro, small, and medium enterprises, NMSMEs or MSMEs for short, the word that readily comes to mind is resilience. Post-COVID, Nigerian entrepreneurs have grappled with economic instability, direct impact of policy introductions like the Naira redesign policy, which we all know led to the Naira scarcity situation. There was also fuel subsidy removal, as well as foreign exchange instability and Nigeria's galloping inflation. Now, despite these challenges, Nigerian entrepreneurs continue to push through and stay afloat, and in some cases even thrive. For many MSMEs or NMSMEs, technology has been a great enabler of growth. However, on the other hand, for majority of our MSMEs, majority of them are actually operating way below their optimal potential because of challenges like, for example, poor access to finance and markets, poor energy, infrastructure deficiencies that exist within the space, multi-taxation issues, certification and standardization issues, and you know, and the likes. I could go on and on. Now, with the power that technology wields, the question is, how can we leverage it to address these gaps and drive MSME development, right? Joining me to dissect the topic today and profile answers are two experts whom I would be introducing shortly. So if you are an entrepreneur or a policy stakeholder working around entrepreneurship in Nigeria, you want to stay tuned and glued in. Okay, so I have with me Dr. Femi Oyenuga, who is the lead digital infrastructure and tech sector financing thematic group at the NESG. Like me, he also wears the hat of chief digital officer at the Nigerian Exchange Group. He's an expert information management and data analytics specialist, delivering value-added BI analytics solutions that power global performance. Also joining me is Mr. Niyi Ajao, who is the lead financial inclusion thematic group at the NESG. He's also the founder of Digital Finance Solutions Nigeria Limited and has over 30 years experience in innovation and emerging technologies, operations, electronic payments and settlement systems management, as well as digital financial services. Gentlemen, welcome to the conversation and thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Namaka. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. So I think we can dive right in at this point. And I will start with you, Dr. Oyenuga. Just looking at how the Nigerian entrepreneurship ecosystem has evolved, how would you say technology has changed the landscape for MSMEs in Nigeria over the past decade? And maybe on the back of that, also share the types of technologies that have been the most impactful for MSMEs in Nigeria.
Thanks very much, Amaka, again, and I'm happy to be here. I think that's a great question that we're starting with. Because the evolution of technology in the last decade has really driven that chasm of enablement, engagement, execution, and also customer centricity around the populace and the segment of MSME and also players within the ecosystem. So if you look at the way technology was before 10 years ago, it was moving from the partial manual, semi-automated process to now fully automated, more digital in nature, and also quite fast and robustly integrated, technology, footprint. That in a way has actually given credence to the way the MSME deliver value to the last chain. You know, we always talk about the last mile and technology being an enabler. What is done is to help push that advancing front of the last mile within the MSME. But that said, that's a very global agenda or global IRAD news topic. If I do say that technology has been 100% spot on, there's still a lot of work to be done in technology. Things around technology infrastructure, technology financing, put in technology at the hands of the rural MSME subject, ensuring that technology helps fine-tune the ability to deliver value even within the urban sector as well. Now, we really do a lot of mischaracterization of the MSME market because it's actually huge. So some people don't even know that we have agricultural sector as part of the MSME, textile as part of the MSME, e-commerce MSME, even education and content delivery as well, for entertainment. They're all within the MSME space. I don't think technology has fully resolved some of those ability, but it's actually moved the agenda or the subject further. So we now have technology that's taking us from the manual, touch to the less touch sort of, delivery pattern. And that is where cloud and digital technology, digital transformational agenda globally has helped within the last 10 years. And so when we look at things around, machine learning, artificial intelligence, analytics, XYZ, they've all helped to drive the topic, of MSME. Now, I've then actually delivered what is expected in terms of a champagne performance. I think we're on the journey, we're not there yet. The B part of your question is, what sort of technology has come to help MSME in the last 10 years? So when you look at what MSME actually, where they actually fit into, we can dimension it in three areas: digital payment, digital remittance, and digital integration, digital interaction. Those three areas have different technology that is driving it. So if you look at digital payment, you find that we have a lot of banks, microfinance, all digital banks play in that field. Where you now have smartphones and future forward phone playing in that space. If you look at the remittances, you also have some financial services using technology, switches and things like that playing in that space. But all that couldn't have happened without the technology around telecommunications and enabling all that. So the good news is that we now have mobile money as a approved by the government. Mobile money will also help, is a technology that's coming to help give additional layer or color or context to how MSME actually do function within the ecosystem. So in a nutshell, that's bringing it home, the different set of technology, the social media space. So you find out even MSME playing around Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, they're all digital platforms that's helping to really add color to the way MSME function in Nigeria as and also in Africa as well. It's all interrelated.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Yunuga. I couldn't agree with you more. It's been amazing to just watch. I work with MSMEs, so it's been amazing to just watch, the evolution that has happened. And like you said, to have entrepreneurs, literally run their businesses from the comfort of their homes, using Instagram and WhatsApp, you know, as stalls, as against back in the day where you had to have some form of building, you know, brick and mortar system. So it's really been an amazing journey. And I like what you said around the rural part of Nigeria. You know, as much as technology is exciting and has come to Nigeria, we've embraced it with open arms. There's a lot of work to be done, you know, with regards to rural Nigeria, particularly entrepreneurs who also operate within rural Nigeria. So thank you so much for setting that beautiful context. Now I'm going to pull you in here, Mr. Ajawo. And Dr. Onunuga had sort of alluded to, you know, digital payment systems and how it has helped a lot of MSMEs. And it's interesting because for a lot of MSMEs, access to funding or finance is still a major issue. It's been a persistent problem, actually. It's a great thing that you work within the space. You have extensive experience within that space. And so my question to you would be, how can technology help improve access to finance for MSMEs in Nigeria?
Thank you, Amaka. And I'd say congratulations to all our listeners. Today being the World MSME Day, the day that the whole world is focusing on the MSMEs. For me, the question of how technology helps access to finance, that's a very important question there. For me, I think the main message here is that I will say congratulations to everybody involved in MSME. Technology has come to actually democratize access to finance. Gone are the days that you have to be big, you have to be a big organization to have access. If you look at access to finance as the ability of enterprises to obtain financial services, which includes credit, that's loans, deposits, payments, insurance, pension, tax payments, and all that. Today, in the world we live in today, technology has enabled all of this to happen in a very convenient and in a cost-effective manner for MSMEs. So really, in the world we live in today, hardly can anybody play in the MSME space. Hardly can you run any form of business, small, medium, large, without leveraging technology. Right from opening bank accounts, right from even after you open the account, I mean, if with most of our banks today, you want to open an account, you can submit your documents via email, you can upload documents in the bank's portal and have accounts opened. Thereafter, you can begin your business by transferring funds into the account. Customers are able to pay you leveraging technology using payment services like the point of sale terminal, like instant payment transfer, using the QR code, like the NQR of NIBS. And there are a whole lot of ways to make payments or to receive payment for businesses, and in fact, for them to make payment out, including bulk payments to their own employees, bulk payments to contractors, and all that. So really, technology has really come to make life easy. It has democratized access to finance. And Dr. Inda was talking about rural areas too. Technology has helped a lot. Thank God for the work that NCC and the telcos have done over the years. I tell you, I've gone to many rural areas in this country where it's amazing. Yes, things are not perfect yet, but in most of those places, data usage is high. The use of internet is very high. People are able to access their banks from many locations to give instructions to their banks, to do transfers, to make payments. So really, technology is so well integrated into MSME in the day we are in. And for me, I think it's a big advantage to everybody involved in the space. My message to all MSMEs is just to ensure that they must carefully look at the best way to employ technology. There are so many things technology has to offer. The guys mentioned some, even down to social media, POS for payments, mobile app of banks. Even banks have their portals where MSMEs are able to play. You want to approve payments, you want two or three levels of approval. All those are already digitized. There are a whole lot of things out there that MSMEs need to really explore. They need to find out and get educated and use them optimally. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Jao. You started to speak around my next question, which is around financial inclusion. So I think I would just shoot and ask, what are the biggest barriers to financial inclusion for MSMEs in Nigeria? You had already talked around how a lot of MSMEs are incorporating technology in being able, for example, to ease payment, especially now that we have a lot of MSMEs running online stores, you know. So you have a lot of MSMEs shipping products, for example, outside of Nigeria. And so it's great that we are seeing that online payment system to ease transaction and trade. However, there are still some barriers to financial inclusion for MSMEs. So I wonder if you could highlight some of them and share how technology can address some of those barriers. And then on the other hand, just speaking around how technology can enable MSMEs access funding, I wonder if fintech solutions, you know, is something we can think about around that. But that's part C of the question. So let's look at part A.
Thank you. Very interesting topic there. Yes, I agree there are barriers. There are a number of barriers. And I think it would be good to make reference to the EFINA reports, the 2023 survey, where they actually EFINA went all out there to survey the market to look at the state of financial inclusion, what are the issues around it, what are the barriers, what's even the state of it. It's amazing to see that in the EFINA reports, they say that 2022 financial inclusion rate has gone up to 74%, meaning that 74% of adult Nigerians have access to finance. They're open to bank accounts or wallet. They're able to do fund transfers and all that. Right from about 34% way back in 2016, there about when they started the report. So really, financial inclusion has grown well in this country. But despite that, there are barriers. In that EFINA report that I made reference to, they brought out about six different areas that came out from the survey. Number one is attitudes and perception of people. For that, about 33% of the respondents claimed that to be a serious barrier for them. Access to banks is another one. Institutional exclusion is another. Cost of banking is another. But if you take a critical look at that report, there are about three area that really came as very serious barriers. And that's looking at the MSMEs. Smedan says there are over 40 million MSMEs spread across this country. So those MSMEs actually face about three different barriers. One of them, very important, is attitudes and perception. That is, just cultural. Some are so attached to cash, they would rather use cash for their payment, they would rather tell the customers to pay with cash. So somehow either out of lack of trust of the financial system or because they've had ugly experience in the past in an attempt to use electronic payment. So some just want to stick to the traditional way of doing things. And they just, though the systems are there, they just choose not to be part of it. That is a major, and you know, this will be very common with those who are not really very educated when it comes to financial literacy, when it comes to being able to read and write. The second one that came up clearly in the survey is access to banks, where some MSMEs complained that, where I operate, there's no bank branch around me, but the closest one is so far away, or I'm in a rural area, I have to travel to the city to use the bank and all that. That was a major factor that a number of them brought up. The third one, in that order, is what EFINA calls institutional exclusion. This is where MSMEs who don't have what I'll call financial intelligence. They are low in digital literacy. They are low in financial literacy. Many even, you know, I've met many SMEs that will tell you that, banks don't give loans. They don't give all loans. I just laugh. I've been a banker for almost 30 years. I tell people, a bank that don't give loans will die. You know, but these MSMEs need to be trained on how to package the loan applications. They need to understand that they must keep records. So all these issues, even access to technology itself, maybe they need to have smartphones in some specific rural areas. Internet access could be very low. So those are the three major reasons or three major barriers that the final report brought up. And luckily for us, going to part B of your question, technology provides solutions to these three areas. Access to finance. Today, for instance, we've grown the system, the market has grown agents. These are bank agents we see on all our streets in Nigeria. The number was about 20,000 across the country way back in 2018 when the banks faced this business using the SANEF as a vehicle. Today, there are over 2 million agents across the country. So if you say a bank branch is not close by, you are unable to deposit the money, your process of the day into your bank. Today, there are agents close by you can just give the money to. So the technology has helped to really solve, to assist MSMEs to surmount these barriers. When it comes to lack of trust, attitudinal issues and perception, training. Financial service providers are they are conducting training, using YouTube and all that. MSMEs need to rise up to get used to all these things. And when we talk about institutional exclusion, there are a whole lot of things going on too. I mean, we know the efforts of governments to increase broadband across the country so that wherever you are in this country, you have access to the internet, you have access to data, you can do your business, you can do your Instagram, you can do your YouTube. And bodies like SMEDAN, like Bank of Industry, even Commercial Bank, they all run all sorts of trainings, all sorts of schemes. Even down to subnational level, at the state level, local government, a lot of schemes are going on to empower MSMEs operators to ensure that they're able to surmount these barriers. So really, there is hope there. For me, the challenge is for MSMEs themselves to rise up and take full advantage of all of this. The part C of your question is about credit, how technology can help. Today we see, a whole lot of things going on in that space too. Fintechs in particular are playing a very serious role here, using technology, even disrupting credit administration and being able to advance loans to MSMEs to do their business. Apart from that, SMEDAN, Bank of Industry, microfinance banks like LAPO, there are a whole lot of, and many banks have created desks, leveraging technology to provide access to loans, credit facilities to all these MSMEs. So really, for me, these are interesting times for MSMEs. There are a lot of resources out there. MSMEs just need to rise up, find out, and leverage all these available resources to really grow their businesses.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Joe. And I hear you on the charge that MSMEs need to rise up. So hopefully they're listening and, you know, take on that charge. But I also like the example you shared the use of agents, you know, which has just really simplified that process. Because I know that when you listen to feedback, that's been a challenge for a lot of people. I also like that you emphasized financial literacy, because for us at Faith Foundation, for example, and we work with a lot of entrepreneurs, we find that that's also a gap for a lot of entrepreneurs. So that's something that many MSMEs need to take seriously, because whether you're looking to access funding from a banking institution or an investor or even family and friends, it just helps that you are financially literate and it improves your chances of being able to access finance. So thank you so much, Mr. Jao, for that packed response. So I'm going to come back to you, Dr. Oyenuga, and to just talk a bit more around some of the challenges that MSMEs face when adopting new technologies in Nigeria. You know, you had sort of alluded to what happens within the rural areas. So maybe you could shed a bit more light around that. But generally, just speak around some challenges that MSMEs face when adopting new technologies and how those challenges can be mitigated. You know, is this going to be from the government's perspective? Is this also going to be from the private sector's perspective? It can be both, actually. So it would be great to hear your thoughts.
Thank you very much, Amaka. I mean, just to piggyback on some of the fantastic point Mr. Ajayi made around, you know, financing for MSME, and that actually dovetails into the way I would kind of address the question. I see barriers as opportunity sometimes, but then again, it depends on the way we filter the noise from the signals. And one of the things I find out with most programs around MSME, and even away from MSME, but let me stay within the context of MSME, in my response, is the fact that sometimes when you don't have a structured approach to goals and what we are solving for, there's just a lot of noise. Apart from the fact that the access to funds from the microfinance organization, SMIDA, Bank of Industry, DBN, they will always say that funds are available for MSME, but sometimes those funds are not being released as well. And I know the reason why some of those funds are not being released. Some of the challenges around credit vetting, credit bureau, you know, the trust component. And Mr. Ajay, I will mention something that is very pivotal, cultural. You know, people still have the culture of trying to move money around in bulk. So when we say Nigeria is actually a digital country in terms of digital financing, I mean, it's actually a catch-22 perspective, because really, there are some societies in Africa, if you go to East Africa, where you would even struggle to find paper notes, you know, fiat currency moving around, because they've actually enabled, you know, MSME, you know, trade delivery through mobile money. I mean, look at the beautiful work they've done with M-Pesa, with Safaricom, for example. You can buy a car or a house now with Safaricom. I mean, it didn't start overnight, but it took a while to get to that. So those are some of the things that are challenges that we need to overcome. Yes, you're right. The program of event to solve some of these challenges must come from both state and federal government, as well as the local government. Unfortunately, we have 774 local governments in Nigeria. They've been made to be a bit pseudo-functional, because some of the fact that the commercial ethos that the nucleus of local government should be driving is not properly being driven at that level. That will have helped with the literacy part of MSME, because you know when we look at that MSME as a global blob, it's good to dimension who MSMEs really are, apart from the fact that you're right, Mr. Jao, is between 40 to 45 million MSMEs that we have registered in Nigeria. And look at the kind of amount of tax that will be coming from there as well. But just using one paintbrush to say MSME are nano and micro is a bit difficult, because the rural area also has its own complexity and challenges as well, up to the regulatory component that affects them. So MSMEs that operate within the urban areas are slightly different from those that operate within the rural area. But technology is, just a confluence that has helped that anyway, to help them deliver whatever they want to deliver, either within the e-commerce space, buying and selling, trading and things like that. And so, you know, financial literacy is very important, an important challenge that needs to be uplifted. And back in the days, you found that a lot of rural education that was happening in the local government that helps people understand the why, the what, and how, and what they're solving for. Now, that has actually sometimes is missing. Sometimes, again, the third challenge I see is that even the big organization, they have some good intent around MSME, but it doesn't really feature as a strong agenda in the corporate, in the corporate, you know, literature of most of these banks. So if you look at BOI, DBN, and things like that, they talk about MSME, how fund is really being released. But, you know, looking at the entire storyline of shaping a complex country like Nigeria that has over 200 million population and over 40 something million MSME, have they really done enough? I think we have to challenge ourselves to say maybe these corporates have not done enough as well in terms of really taking that MSME agenda to the market tonight. Yes, MSME as a body has to do more. They have to rise up and understand that they have technology and they have finance, but they just have to have a trusted component, changing the culture to evolve into what it should be. I mean, if a market like Kenya is doing quite a lot, Tanzania, Egypt, within the MSME space, I see no reason why we, with all the embodiment of knowledge that we have, we can't do better than those countries. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yeluga. You have begun to touch on government and what government can do. There's a lot packed in your response, but that's the part I'm going to highlight because it leads to my next question. And just looking at the conversation we've had so far, I think it would be great to also look at this from a policy perspective. Especially because the work we do at the NESG anyways geared towards policy change. So let's look at that for a minute and say, how would you view the role of government policy in, say, supporting technology adoption among MSMEs, for example? And I would direct this to Mr. Ajao.
Thank you, Amaka. Yes, government policy. That's a highly debatable question in our climate. Just picking up from where Dr. Yeluga stopped, we know through policies, various policy government has been doing a lot, and there have been a whole lot of pronouncements by governments, intentions made known to the public that government want to support MSMEs because it is clear that with our MSMEs, there's no way the economy can grow. In fact, studies have shown that MSMEs are the employers of over 90% of workers in the economy, even in the Nigerian economy. They are the employers. So I'm from all government pronouncement, government is aware of this. And it's no surprising that, a whole lot of things government has done and they continue to do. Some policies that come to mind very clearly, institutions that have been set up with the necessary legislation. We have the NCC, for instance, based on the Nigerian Communication Act, the NCC was set up, and that has brought, in fact, it has brought telecoms to the reach of every Nigerian, largely to every Nigerian, every business operator. Under the Federal Ministry of Communications, Innovation and Digital Economy, a lot is happening there. That ministry has the mandate to enable universal access, to advance ICT integration, to foster ICT industry growth, and drive transparency and efficiency. Under that ministry, we have NCC, we have NITDA, we have NITCOMSAT, we have the Nigeria Data Protection Commission, and there are other agencies like NIMSI, under the Ministry of Interior. We have the Cybercrime Act under being operated by the ONSA, Office of National Security Advisor. So really looking at our government, I think government has done a lot. There is the SMEDAN organization. SMEDAN has become such a big one. They have the National Council on SMEs that they've even dovetailed down to the subnationals. At the state levels, the state governor is the chairman of the Council of SME in each of the states. So there's a lot that's going on. There's Bank of Industry. So really talking about policies, I think government has put a lot in place to support technology adoption among MSMEs. And one point I want to make, because I heard what Dr. Yeluga said about that, in my mind, BOI, SMEDAN, I see them as interventionist agencies who are meant to just showcase what is possible. Neither of them can provide services to all the 40 or 45 million MSMEs spread across this country. I see them as interventionist agencies showcasing what is possible so that the real players, commercial banks, the fintechs, microfinance bank can copy that and really provide the services to all these tens of millions of MSMEs. So really, we need to carefully measure our expectation from all this SMEDAN or BOI and all that. I just pray that the stakeholders can focus seriously on what is inhibiting commercial banks, what is inhibiting these institutions who are dedicated to serving the MSMEs, what are those inhibiting them? Those need to be dealt with.
one of them is access to finance. Why can an MSME not get loan very easily from a financial institution? What are the inhibitors? Studies have shown that the problem of collection. In Nigeria, you can collect a loan from a bank and you don't pay back and there are no repercussions. That's a big problem. Until we solve that problem, the SMENA and the BOI will continue to do the interventionist program. They will be scratching the surface. But until we deal with that, either amend the bankruptcy act, insolvency act, or whatever it is, to ensure that, and we've seen examples in many countries in the Western world, where even in Asia, where there are clear procedures in place. If you collect loans, you don't pay back by the time you have agreed on, without going to court, there are agencies that make sure that you will get the money back from you. And by so doing, everybody sits up. Those who collect loans know that they must pay back. And because of that, many more MSMEs, they have access to loans. I think we need to deal with that very, very seriously. That way, all government has done so far, will the system really feel the impact. SMEDA makes clear that about 70% of the MSMEs in Nigeria are women and youth-owned. So these are people who are ready to run their businesses when the environment is conducive. We need to make the environment conducive. Thank you very much,
Mr. Ajao. The conversation has been very engaging so far, but we're really out of time. But thank you for emphasizing some points that the government can work on. The hope is that with the Digital Economy Ministry, that has been carved out now, a lot of these issues will be addressed using a very clear, structured framework, because like Dr. Oyenuga mentioned, Nigeria is very complex and there are multiple dynamics in the mix to consider. So here is hoping that some action is done from that policy perspective. Now, as we bring the conversation to a close, I would like to ask both of you this question with regards to just looking into the future. What are some emerging technologies that you believe will have, significant impact on MSMEs in, say, 5 to 10 years from now? And how can MSMEs prepare themselves? We need to do this in 1 minute each because we don't have much time. So, Dr. Oyenuga, you go first.
Well, let me go first. So, interestingly, I think, there's a lot of, goodwill from both the financial services sector and the technology sector. And I, for one, I'm a big player in the digital economy space as well. So some of those policy that Mr. Ajao has mentioned, we hope that they will come into fruition and measured goals. But in terms of technology that MSME should watch out for in the future, things around, blockchain usually was described as a solution looking for a problem. But now blockchain is actually a problem looking for a solution. So blockchain technology, artificial intelligence, and the whole cloudification of digital transformation, especially when you look at it from a cybersecurity and cyber awareness perspective, is something that will shape the market as we go forward. I think, let me give you some few seconds back. Those are my comments for now.
Thank you very much, Dr. Oyenuga. So, Mr. Ajao, I'm throwing the same question to you.
Yeah, thank you, Amaka. I think the next 5 to 10 years, there's cause for so much optimism. In this market, it is clear that when you have the right technology, society will accept it and will adopt it very quickly to enhance productivity. NCC tells us that as of March this year, the tele density was as high as 101%, given that's about 220 million subscriptions to telephones and all that, to telephones, GSM and all that. And even for internet, we're told about 164 million Nigerians have access to data, to internet. So really, it shows that the market is ready for it. So for MSMEs, For me, number one that we must be prepared for, 5G, very important. Just to add to the list that Dr. Oyenuga has provided, 5G is here with us. It's here with us, enabling video conferencing, enabling telepresence. MSMEs must gear up to take advantage, full advantage of it. Social media will continue to be strong. Social media has dislocated lives. It has disrupted the way we do business. and many are leveraging it to really advance their businesses. The number three I would talk about is AI, like Dr. Unuga mentioned, but my focus is on is robotic process automation. MSMEs leverage that. As we're having skilled labor problems, robotic process automation is something that MSMEs focus on, along with generative AI. Cybersecurity, MSMEs must focus on this seriously, because as these beautiful technologies are coming up, so are the bad guys up, really pushing their game up to disrupt systems. So we must make sure we secure our systems from cyber attacks. And how do MSMEs provide for me? I'll just throw my comment by saying MSMEs must retool their game. They must adapt to these new technologies, and their personnel must upskill and reskill to be able to cope in the emerging technologies. We are in the fourth industrial revolution. Technology is the name of the game. No matter what you do, you need technology. MSMEs just need to rise up and be ready for the new development coming up and take full advantage of them to grow their businesses.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ajao. On that note, this is where we draw the curtain on the conversation today. I want to thank my guests, Dr. Femi Oyenuga and Mr. Niyi Ajao. Thank you so very much for your time and for sharing those insights. Here is hoping that there will be an implementation of the right policy framework and technology support systems to enable our MSMEs thrive. To our MSMEs, we applaud your resilience and we celebrate you today. So from all of us, it is Happy World MSME Day. And I'm sure my guests would join in saying or echoing that as well.
Happy World MSME Day. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
It's been fantastic having you with us. To listen to more episodes, please be sure to visit our website, www.nesgroup.org/podcast. Bye for now.